Welcome to the Top 8 Movies podcast, presented by Top 8 Media. Every week we share top 8 lists from movie lovers across the globe. We also dive into actors and actresses' top 8 movies according to IMDb scores. And hear many reviews from our resident film reviewer, Mike Morgan, as he reflects on his top 8 films of each of the last 34 years. We'll have special edition top 8 lists on more specific topics from the movie industry. Send us your top 8 list to be read out on future episodes. Just DM us on Instagram at top_8_media. Thanks for tuning in, and let's crack on with the show.
Welcome back to Top 8 Movies from Top 8 Media. My name is Owen Morgan, and I'm sat down with my co-host, Jess Gross-Johnson, and we talk all about movies through the power of Top 8 Lists. We have a very special episode here today, guys. If you've been listening for a while, you're probably going to be really looking forward to this. It's a little bit different. So still four lists as normal, but they're all from different kind of genres. Well, I wouldn't say genres is quite right. Maybe themes, we'll say. So this will be really interesting to see them go up against each other, because that will influence your vote, everyone listening, I'm sure. It depends on what you're into, I suppose. So hopefully we can pitch you accordingly to go with our theme over the other themes. You're voting for a list and a theme. Look about it that way. We've got to try and sway you over. So this is a spooky special. I'm afraid it's not on Halloween. It did time right. So here we are. It's winter and it's dark and a bit spooky outside, I guess. So kind of appropriate. So we've never done this sort of thing before. And this is the episode before the big anniversary episode. So I'm going to try and sort of do cool, funky, special episodes. The one before the anniversary, because that'd be really fun for you guys, hopefully, for listening. So Jess, how are you feeling about this? It's the first time we've got themes going head to head. So what are your thoughts about this concept?
I like this. And I like the idea of people voting. Like, if you don't necessarily like our top eight, maybe you like our theme better than another theme. And they're very different. So I think people should have strong opinions. So I think this should be a relatively easy cut and dry. So we're not battling, and there definitely won't be any movie duplicates. So this will be fun.
And just to be really clear, if you haven't listened to the show before, I struggle with scary things. So I'm going to be pretty useless on this episode. I've barely seen anything. So I'm just going to go, yeah, that's nice. So this could be a shorter episode than you're used to, everybody. Maybe that's a good thing. But I'm sure Jess can help me out. You're going to hear a lot more from her today than me. So this is going to be Jess's episode, really. So we're looking at the highest grossing horror films of all time. So that's really cool. I'm going to be sharing my top eight zombie films, because that's kind of the one spooky genre that I've seen the most of. And on reflection, watching the trailers, like, how did I even watch that? It's way too scary. I must have been brave in my 20s, I presume. So that's really, really cool. Jess is going to be doing vampire movies, which will be super fun. And it's probably, other than zombie stuff, probably the most relatable list. I think it's probably the most watched list by audiences, I would probably say, which is quite cool. And then my friend John, the legendary John, is sharing his top eight werewolves films, which is really cool. Like, how he's found so many. And again, I haven't really seen any of them, one of them. And I'm too scared to watch the trailers. So no trailers are watched by me in the making of this episode, I'm afraid. So I will do my best. So Jess, how are you? Before we start, how generally are you with spooky stuff? Is it a genre you initially go to? Where would it be on your list of genres, do you think? Like top five or something? Where would it sit?
I do love watching them. Now, as a kid, I hated them. In fact, get ready to giggle. I was terrified of the Scream movies. And now I watch them and I laugh the whole time, because I'm like, what? Why did that scare me? But now I think, as like an adult, I pick them apart. So I love like analyzing them. And I'll share after I read the top eight list, my favorite that I'm shocked is not on the top eight, and which I think it will surprise you. You won't be able to watch a trailer. Even if you've heard of this movie, you'll probably not believe that I love it. So I love picking them apart. I think they're fun. My husband, however, not a fan, just not interested, not like scared or things are dumb. He's just like, meh, like just not interested in them. So I don't typically watch a lot anymore, because a lot of the movies I watch is with my husband. But if it were just me, I probably would have seen a lot of these movies in theater.
Yeah, I hear you, I hear you. And I appreciate there's probably people listening that are hardcore spooky fans who are going to be like rolling their eyes, oh, these guys. And I wish you guys are here with us on the call, because you could really help us out. I know I have lots of friends at work that are into the horror stuff, so they'd be able to set me straight on this top eight horror one to see if it is the cheers it should be. So let's jump in, Jess. I'll get you to read the industry list. So this is the highest grossing horror movies. That's the term they've used. So horror movies of all time. I'm not here to debate whether it should fit or not. They're saying highest grossing horror films. So yeah, if you just let everybody know how much it's made as you go, that'd be really cool. And then off we go.
All right, here we go. In the eighth spot, Annabelle Creation with 306 million. In the seventh spot, Resident Evil, specifically the final chapter, with 321 million. In the sixth spot, The Conjuring 1 and 2 with 320 million. In the fifth spot, A Quiet Place with 340 million. In the fourth spot, The Nun with 365 million. In the third spot, The Exorcist with 441 million. In the two spot is It Chapter 2 with 474 million. And the number one is It with 701 million. So, as you said, that you, I don't think, have seen any of these. Have you? Have you heard? I know we've talked about A Quiet Place before briefly, but.
Well, put it this way, if I was going to watch anything on there, it would be The Quiet Place, just because it's a bit more mainstream and I love both the leads. So I still not going to watch it, but that's the only one. And bit of housekeeping, Conjuring 1 and 2, that's just how it was listed. That I didn't include the two together, that's just how they listed it. And just to mention quickly, because I'm going to leave it after this because I don't know anything about any of this, is the gap between 1 and 2 is huge. So I want to know what happened between chapter 1 and chapter 2, and why all those people didn't want to watch chapter 2. I find that fascinating. What's that all about? I don't know.
That I would love to know as well, because I'll be honest, the It movies just never really, I'm just like, meh, whatever, it's a clown, well, whoop-de-doo. I don't know, I guess, like, I just never really connected with them, but I know a lot of people who love them. I also know a lot of people who are terrified of clowns because of them. My ultimate favorite that is not on this list is a franchise, the Saw movies. I love them. And I even had to do a double check and look it up and be like, how are they not listed a horror movie? Oh, they were, but they were only in the 100 millions. So I'm shocked. But if that tells you anything about me, my secret love for movies, I have watched the Saw franchise more than once, like all the way through. So some of these, I think good movies, sometimes with scary movies, you feel like it's the same story over and over. I'm surprised because I think a lot of these are more newer age scary movies too. So, like you said, A Quiet Place, The Nun. I think a lot of these movies only came out within like the past five. I mean, on the Resident Evil, but like the past 5 or 10. And I think it's just missing some other really good horror movies from the list. So, interesting to see if people who are huge horror movies, what their thoughts are. I don't think this list is going to get a whole lot of love, but we'll see what our viewers and voters say.
Well, that's the interesting thing. It's the first list I've ever looked at where I'm like, I'm not too sure, yeah, if this is the good list. So yeah, let us know. Maybe when you go to vote on your favorite, maybe pop in the comments about the industry list. Let us know whether like it's legit or just a commercialized box office, not basing on inflation or something. I don't know. It'd be interesting to see. But yeah, I obviously Resident Evil is based off the game, isn't it? So I'm sure that's quite enjoyable if you play the game. I'm just making stuff up as I go along here, but I'm sure that's a good thing. I do remember playing the game a few times when I was a little younger. So my favorite film is Resident Evil, everyone. There you go. Legit choice. We'll leave it there so we can have more time for stuff we have seen, shall we? So we're going to dive into my top eight zombie films of all time. Now, when I was watching the trailers, I was like you just said it a minute ago, I was like, bloody hell, this is all the same thing, isn't it? Okay, there's an outbreak and the days go by and then there's one person all with their kids. Oh God, bring away. How clever are the zombies? Do they have, do they make good? Yes. Anyway, it was all the same. Just made me laugh. So I tried to mix up a bit. So this is my order after watching all the trailers today and scaring myself to death. So in eighth place is more of a sort of rom-commy American indie type vibe. So Warm Bodies, which is a zombie that kind of, he kind of narrates all the way through his journey as a zombie. And he kind of has a really nice warm heart and, he just wants to fall in love and he meets this non-zombified girl. I just think it's very sweet and funny and cute. And you could watch it multiple times, just have lush time, just sit in your chair smiling. Very beautiful film, I think, personally. So yeah, Warm Bodies. Seventh is 28 Days Later. So I was trying to decide between 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later. 28 Days Later was much earlier. And it was the start, I think, of what zombie films could be. It kicked off the era, I thought. And if you actually watch the trailer for it and compare it to the Walking Dead TV show, it's basically a very similar storyline. He wakes up in a hospital. Where is everybody? It's the same bloody thing as Walking Dead was. So I thought that was weird. They blatantly nicked that. And I respect it, I suppose, in a way. And then he's running around the streets and people he meets along the way. Very, very good. Sixth is Zombieland. I just think it's a very, very cool film. It's a cool film, Zombies run around, great characters. Anything with Woody Harrelson in it is already going to get elevated to coolness. And yeah, I'm trying to think, it's the guy, isn't it? It's the guy from Social Network as well, the Facebook film. And yeah, I think it's classic. I think it's a classic, fun, just fun zombie thriller comedy thing, and I love it. And I'm pitching really badly, so I'm already going to lose. Fifth place is 28 Days Later, so that's much later on in more ways than one in the story and in the film releases. I thought it was a slightly better movie, and from what I can remember from the trailer, I really enjoyed it. So there it is. Fourth place is Dawn of the Dead. So I was trying to decide between Dawn of the Dead and Land of the Dead. They're both really interesting, actually, in the way they're portrayed. What can the zombies do? The zombies have choice. Are they able to learn? Are they able to have more agency? I really love all that stuff. Just giving the zombies a little bit of edge, and it makes it more scary too. Because a zombie that can, have a bit of consciousness about it and make choices—that's terrifying. So I totally get that. So put Dawn of the Dead in there. Land of the Dead just tipped it. I have no idea why I decided to put that round way around, but that's what felt right. In second place, hands down, without fail, Shaun of the Dead, classic British action, taking a piss out of zombie films all the way through, but really well done. The zombies are really cool in it. It's a great script, and it's so much fun. And they went on to make Hot Fuzz and The World's End, which again is a franchise. Ding, ding, ding. Should have done that in previous episodes. But Shaun of the Dead is absolutely classic. If you ask any Brit, there's very few people over here that will say, "Well, shit, mate, it's great," and everyone knows it. So Shaun of the Dead for sure. And after watching the trailer, I'm even getting tingles thinking about it. World War Z was fucking brilliant. Brad Pitt is so good in it. Classic. He's got his family in the car. He's got to protect his family. Yeah, and he's some kind of expert. Yeah, okay. Classic cliche storyline, but that's fine. The zombies in this film are absolutely terrifying because zombies are always so bloody slow. Just walking really slow. The zombies in this were horrific. They're like sprinting, climbing up walls. They will literally just kill you instantly. They're just too fast. That is absolutely terrifying. I'm glad finally someone made zombies fast and just hardcore. And the trailer is unbelievable for it. And I will certainly be trying to watch it again. I'm a bit scared, but I'm going to give it a go. But World War Z, hands down, it's too, no one can disagree with me, but you probably will. It's not allowed to disagree because it's definitely number one. So, not a very good pitch because I'm too scared to watch any of them again. But what are your thoughts, Jess, zombie wise? How many have you seen? Give me your number first.
So I've actually seen them all. Yeah, I don't think that's ever happened on one of your lists, so I'm really excited. Well, I think it happened on the last one, but I'm not going to count our last episode because I've seen all the movies. But yeah, I think this is a good list. I really do. I think there, you when I was looking into them, there's one movie that's kind of debatable. I'd say I Am Legend. Like, are they zombies or kind of zombies? I think they're kind of zombies, but I think some great ones. Warm Bodies, yeah, just a sweet. It's a fun one. The Zombieland is one of my favorites, like a great comedy. So if you're not a big zombie person, I think that's a great one. It's a fun comedy, but all of these have great different aspects to them. And yeah, Shaun of the Dead, anyone you ask, they're gonna say that's top movie. And War Z is a great point, right? Is our typical zombies, it's like, how are zombies scary if they're so slow and they're just like, right? It's like, okay, I can like kick a zombie over, right? So it's fun to see the different all the different layers of it and how each movie portrays the zombies. And even though there's similar aspects to them, I think this is a nice diverse list where you see different aspects of zombies and different stories being told. So I like it. I think it's a good representation of the zombie world.
Well, thank you very much. And just to nod quickly to Walking Dead, because obviously a lot of people might put Walking Dead in, if it was a film, in this. But Walking Dead was quite clever because even though the zombies were slower, as the series went on, they could kind of communicate like with sort of weird, noisy whispers and sort of control packs. And that's terrifying too. They can kind of control where they grow. There's like sort of leaders of it. And then some of the characters, as it went by, were able to mingle in with them. And kind of encourage them to do different things by covering themselves in blood and stuff. So, to be fair, the TV show sort of fixed a lot of these problems. But I'm Legend, that would have been number three, everyone, if it was allowed. But I did loads of research on it, and the director's saying that it's slightly different. They're like, they kind of like were already dead, but they were kind of came back as a different thing. So, it was not allowed. It didn't come up. So, I'm going to trust the director on this one. I think he knows best. So, Jess, let's check out your vampires. So, let me just quickly tell you how many I've seen. One, two, three, four, five. Yay, I see five. So, let's do this. Tell us more.
All right, in the number eight spot, I feel no vampire movie list can be without Dracula and the classic 1931 Dracula. Just it's Dracula, it's classic, opening to the vampire world. Love it. In the number seven spot, Interview with a Vampire. So if you like more of like a classy romantic story and vibes, but still throw in some vampires, this would be a good movie for you. I did include in the sixth spot a fun family-friendly one, Hotel Transylvania. And I'm gonna have to be honest and admit, I just recently watched this movie for the first time, like within the past few weeks. So I thought it would be fun to include this because it is still a vampire movie and it's fun and cute and family-friendly, so why not? In the fifth spot, I'm including Let Me In. And what I love about this movie is it's almost this innocence piece because it's a young child who's a vampire, and he's just this really innocent, it's this innocent relationship between two children, a vampire and a human, and this just caring and empathy towards the vampire. It's a beautiful movie with that bit of relationship and the different dynamics and some of the rules, shall we say, put on vampires. In the fourth spot, I love the uniqueness of this story, Daybreakers. When I think of vampire movies, I always think of this movie because there's this really cool scene where they're driving in the day and the car is all blacked out, but like the windshield is a computerized screen. So he sees it just like if you and I are driving down the road, but it's a computerized screen to keep him safe. There's also this cure to being a vampire situation that comes up in the movie. So that's some interesting dynamics with that movie as well, which I like. And number three, at the risk of having what do we call a High School Musical moment, yes, I am including the Twilight series. Take it or leave it, I probably just lost a lot of votes. That's fine. I still think it's a great series. I think that, you know, Bella Swan's character is meant to be awkward and weird and just you're in high school. Who's not awkward and weird in high school, you know? I think it's a fun series. You can look past a couple things that maybe just aren't your cup of tea, but all in all, good series. Number two spot for me though is going to be Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I grew up watching Buffy, absolutely loved the show. So I'm kind of also cheating a little bit here because there was a movie, but I really love the show too. But the movie as well, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, I think it's a different perspective, right? Because a lot of these were focusing on the vampires and this one we're focusing more on the person killing the vampires. And in the number one spot, which could also lose points because there is a franchise I'm not including, which I've already been told by friends, is not cool, but the number one spot for me is Underworld. Hands down, I think it's a great, great storyline. I think the filming, I think the casting, the costumes, like I just think it's a really great series. And it'd be interesting because the Underworld series also includes werewolves. So would it make it on our listeners list? I don't know. We'll have to see. But that is my pitch for vampires.
Amazing stuff. Thanks so much. So well pitched as well. So I've lost. It's fine. It would all come down to Twilight in the end. See what happens. I definitely lost the musicals episode of High School Musical. So let's see what happens next. It depends on the audience, actually, that we've got. But yeah, just to say, the ones I've seen Interview with a Vampire, because that's definitely a classic. I love the Hotel Transylvania. So I watched all four. So that's a franchise. From that episode. My stepson loves them too. 7-year-olds is like the perfect kind of movie. It's fantastic. I've seen all the Twilights. I am Team Jacob, unfortunately. A lot of people don't like that I'm Team Jacob, but that's me. Mostly because I found the other two annoying. So I was like, Team Jacob for me, baby. But at least I made an effort and watched them all. Yeah, I loved Buffy when I was a kid too. So that makes sense. And I loved even though I'm a bit spooky, I did love all the Underworld ones. So actually, that would be my number one too. And Kate Beckinsale, like, you know, when they say like you can have like that one actor actress that you can like, you know, go on a date with, sleep with, whatever it is. I love Kate Beckinsale so much. And even though she's the same age as me, it feels weird to have a crush. Normally you crush on like, you know, someone who's not your same age, I suppose. Someone older than you when you're younger. It's like, no, Kate Beckinsale's amazing. I love her so much. So yeah, other than that, there's not too much I can say. I think your list is great from the limited knowledge that I have. And I'm just super happy, number one. So is there anything like that didn't quite make it? Or was that pretty obvious for you, that 8?
Yeah, I think this one was pretty obvious because I had different connections and I wanted to have a list that was very diverse in different ways. So the series I didn't include on the list that everyone has did some smack talking to me about is the Blade series. And I've seen maybe some bits and pieces. So one, I can't really put it on there. I haven't seen it all. I guess I just wasn't really connected to it. So take it or leave it. If you like Blade, still vampires. So still team vampires, right? But at the end of the day, I just didn't include it. I haven't seen it, so it wouldn't be fair to include it on my list.
The thing about Blade is kind of like more mainstream in a way. It's more like an action film with fangs. It's not like the traditional vampire. It's an interesting one. It's a bit more, you know what I mean? It's more like an action film. It's the kind of thing I can watch, let's put it that way. So that says it all. The level of scare isn't quite there. Oh, level of scare isn't quite there. I like that. A bit of rhyming, a bit of poetry on the show. There you go, everyone. So thank you, Jess. That's really, really cool. I think both our lists, like if you can like compile a list of 16 films that you may want to watch, you know, over the course of 6 months, I think we've hooked them up, I would say. Right, cool. So now with my friend John, we're going to go super niche here. You know, it was his idea and I thought it was brilliant. Werewolf films, very specific. I think you really need to know your stuff to go and watch all of these things, to be honest with you. And I think, I'm trying to think if I've seen number three. Anyway, I'll read it out and then we'll have a little discussion. So his 8th place is The Wolfman, the 1941 edition, just to be clear. His 7th position is Wolf. So that's pretty self-explanatory. In the sixth position, we've got The Wolf Man, 2010. So I'm intrigued to know why it edges the other one out. Fifth position is A Company of Wolves, which kind of rings a bell to me. Fourth place is Dog Soldiers. I've seen that. From what I remember, it was actually quite good. Third place is Teen Wolf. Now, I'm trying to think if I've seen the film or the TV series. Might be the TV series. In a minute, I'll ask you, Jess, who I think might be in that. In second position is The Howling, which, as far as I'm aware, is a bit of a classic. And in first position, of course, is An American Werewolf in London. Few questions can I ask you, Jess, because you might know more than me. Was Teen Wolf Michael J. Fox originally?
Yes, cool. Yes, it was.
And was there more American Werewolf films? Wasn't there a Paris one? Oh, my God, mad.
I'm trying to think of some of the other werewolf ones, because I was thinking, where would I rate my werewolf ones based on John's werewolf ones? Not a whole lot are coming to my mind. I know there was one where it's basically like a Little Red Riding Hood story. Actually, it's called Little Red Riding Hood. Yeah, it was 2010, 2012 range. So it was a village. Yeah, the Little Red Riding Hood one.
Yeah, I remember the poster for that. You're right. There was a hood one, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Some sort of, but yeah, like I said, I'm sure there's an American Wolf in Paris. I'm not going mad. I don't know much about it. The Wolfman stuff, I presume, must be quite iconic and classic. Dog Soldiers was really good, from what I remember. And Teen Wolf is like probably the cheesiest thing on here, isn't it? In a way. A bit of a classic way to get an audience into werewolf life. But other than that, I can't really say much else. Is there anything you can share about this?
I did not realize that Wolfman was a remake, so that's very interesting. I like to go back and look at that. I haven't seen a couple of these. I'm a little surprised. So I haven't seen A Company of Wolves and I haven't seen Dog Soldiers. I do love Teen Wolf. I think it's a classic. I was also a big Michael J. Fox fan. And I think you're right. There is an American Werewolf in Paris as well. I'm trying to now, obviously it should be very easy to tell the difference in the two movies when you think back on them, two completely different locations. But now I'm trying to think of the difference in storylines. There's another one, the Van Helsing series, Werewolves, the Van Helsing. That's when you were saying American Werewolves, my mind went to that. And I was like, what is that series name? Van Helsing. I think this is a good list. I love that he actually included both the Wolfmans. And that he actually, usually people don't like the remakes better than the originals. So that's a very interesting take as well.
Yeah, I guess if you love the original, it must just be so exciting to see it with fresh, across board, fresh, better camera work and wherever else it may be. So that kind of makes sense. And I was just thinking of... So Jacob in Twilight was a wolf, right?
Yes. So,
you know, if I was going to do my top eight werewolves, I mean, I could put Twilight, Jacob, the Jacob Revenge, or try and mix up the title a little bit to get him in there.
And Underworld, because Underworld had both.
That's true. And then I think, could I get away with, even if it's not a werewolf, Dances with Wolves? You know, that'd be quite fun. Yeah, there's a play on words, but it doesn't really count. But yeah, I'm sorry, everybody. I'm normally much more articulate and much more knowledgeable when it comes to our podcast. But I've really enjoyed today just like exploring another world, really, another world of cinema. I love the fact that there's so much out there for so many different kinds of people. But it's been fascinating stuff. What would you say about this? I think fascinating is the number one word I would use.
Yes, and I love... doing these different themes, it's fun because again, it's just exposing us and everyone listening in to more movies that maybe they haven't seen before. And I think this will be a really fun debate to watch it play out on Instagram, where people can go and vote for their favorite list And yes, if you, no matter what list you vote for, I think we're all very interested if you have a favorite horror movie or if you agree or not with the horror movie list, because that's the one that's going to probably plague me the most. But we'll see. I'll be happy either way. I think all the lists are great. I think all the different movie themes are great. I do think if I were voting, I do enjoy the vampire movies. So I think I, you know, built a pretty good list there. But yeah, it'll be great to see what our listeners think.
Sure word. So now's your chance. If you're more of a horror person, a zombie guy or girl, a vampire man or woman, or a werewolf dude or dudette, now is your chance to go to Instagram right now. And on our wall, on our Instagram wall, you'll see a poster for this episode with A, B, C, and D of our names. Put in a comment the letter of your choice, and then we can announce those in the future episodes. And also, the first 24 hours, there'll be an Instagram story. You can vote one too. Only vote if you listen to the actual episode. I know people like to give us love but without checking in to the show first. So please do listen, which you would be because you're listening now. So super things to say, really. So yeah, in our anniversary episode, you'll get to hear the results of many of the episodes that we've recorded. So we'll go into depth about what we feel about why our list might have won, which would be really, really fun. So yeah, tune in for the next episode for that. There'll be a couple of episodes where we'll announce the results. And this one particular will probably be in episode 30 rather than episode 20. So anyway, just tune into the anniversary episodes so you can find out all of the results of these kind of polls. You'll hear all the results of our Instagram polls that we do every single day that you can vote on. We'll be reviewing the films you've seen recently. I'll be revealing my current top 8 of the films I've seen recently, which will keep changing every time we do an anniversary episode. What will get knocked out? That'll be really fun. Can anything take top spot? So, you know, just if you're listening, you're going to get a special bit of gossip. So my number one spot right now is Fast and Furious 10. So that's number one at the moment. So tune in for the next episode to hear the other 7, which is great. So thank you so much for listening, everybody. Thanks so much, Jess, for being me on this journey. We're about to hit episode 20, which is absolutely insane. We've whizzed through this. I hope you've really been enjoying everything we've been doing. I really, really hope that. And I'd really love you to get involved. If you love the show, send us your lists. We'd love to do that. You know, we don't want to run out. You know, could happen. You never know. So please get involved. So thanks so much for listening, everybody, and we will see you next time.
Send us your top 8 list today to top_8_media. If you find it too hard to create your top 8 of all time, then why not a top 8 from a certain actor, actress, genre, or director? You can even make it more niche. For example, the top 8 films set in space. Your list could inspire, so join the Top 8 Media contributors today. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.